Hey guys, this is another preview. This is for our Alien series, which is just about up. We're going to do Prometheus now. Only one left, Alien Covenant. If you're interested in listening to the full episodes, of course, subscribe to our Patreon. Thanks, guys.
Scientists are poking around in a cave in Scotland, find some cave paintings that line up with other paintings they've seen that show someone pointing up to the sky. They find that to be a solar system. They think, hey, that's probably where some ancient aliens are from. Let's go there and see what's up. And chaos ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is everyone who watched History Channel in the early 2000s, late at nights, like, dream. Like, it's dramatic. It gives credence to ancient aliens in a very legitimate way. And I'm rewatching X-Files right now. That lovingly loves ancient aliens and everything about aliens. This is taking it to a serious... This, literally, the first act... it's not really acts, because like you said, there's like a prologue, a first act, a second act, a third act, and then a postlogue. Like, it's a five-act movie somehow.
Yeah.
But this is 2001-y. It's really good.
Well, I'll tell you what it actually reminded me of, which isn't 2001. Well, first and foremost...
2010?
No.
Hey, that's actually a good movie.
That was okay. A good movie.
It knows not to copy 2001.
Yeah.
Yes. I like 2010 a lot, actually. Yeah.
2010's fine. I remember watching that on Filmstruck. But what this reminded me of, even though it's a better movie, but plot-wise and pacing-wise, what it reminded me of was Brian De Palma's Mission to Mars, if you remember that movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there you go, Jeremy.
Oh, please.
Oh, it's the same plot.
People dancing in zero gravity to Van Halen? Come on.
So, you know what's a good start to a movie? When your opening scrawl is not people. This is why I thought of 2001, right? It reminds me of like the monkeys dancing around the monolith. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, so you have this dude who is...
That explains why Charlize Theron throws that bone in the air.
That's right. Yep. She's throwing the plot a bone at one point. No, so you have the Blue Man Group starting out. These are the like you said, they're the engineers eventually.
Now, but the engineers, for those who don't remember, when in the first Alien, when they come across that fossilized alien, not the alien, but that fossilized
alien. I mean,
yeah, that fossilized alien.
Not the xenomorphs, the alien.
It's, right.
It's a giant 10-foot-tall dude sitting in what looks like a telescope or a cannon or something.
Well, that's who the engineers are. When we're talking about engineers, that's who we're talking about. It's
right.
Those creatures.
So we see this kind of cloaked man, like an old medieval monk, who then kind of takes like the hood down, and he's this... Again, he's a muscleman. He looks like Dr. Manhattan.
He does.
He's pale, lightly blue, featureless, but ripped. on top of, like, and he wanders out, I don't know, like he's been reading Sylvia Plath or something. And he's going to end it all, man.
Yeah. Well, he drinks that weird thing, and then we get the DNA strands, and then he like vomits and dies or something.
Yeah, he Elliot Smith starts to play, and he decides to end it all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I'm going to make one quick correction to what Jeremy said. This is explained later. I have no idea what it explains. I don't know why this guy kills himself. Is he on Earth? Is he on this foreign planet? We don't know.
Yeah, he's on Earth, and basically what he's doing is using this alien DNA, combining it with his, and that ends up creating humans.
That what that is?
Yeah.
Oh!
I seem to recall that the original...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I seem to recall...
Oh, I'm mad now.
Like I said, Mission to Mars.
Wait, I thought it was killing his DNA. I thought he was actually...
First you have to destroy, so he kills himself in order to make humans.
So that we may live. I get it. It's very biblical.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, according to the IMDb trivia, which is the most reliable source on the planet...
Yeah, the Gazette.
Originally, there was going to be a subplot where... An engineer came to Earth much, much later because humanity was getting too aggressive and was trying to steer them on the right path. When he landed in Judea and tried to tell them that, they people ended up crucifying him, but Ridley Scott dropped that because it was too obvious.
Thank God.
Fuck you. Are you kidding me?
That's what it says on IMDb.
Okay, so see, what I thought this was, in retrospect, was the Idris Elba thing, where he goes, this is a factory, they're making monsters, and this was the chief, the genetic engineer who made the xenomorphs, and so, because what we see is, as you alluded to, it zooms in, we see his DNA, and it shatters apart, and it turns black.
Yeah.
I thought this was his way of wiping himself off the face of the planet. That's how I interpreted it, but let's be clear here. No one tells us the damn thing.
Yeah.
This is all done in silence other than his screams, which turn to dust, which is... This is a well-shot scene. But again, there's an art film I saw a million years ago called... I think it's called 45 Minutes, where you just keep zooming in and zooming in across a room. I just thought this was going to be like a Terrence Malick-esque, like, he screams, the dust goes out and creates civilization? Because then I would have gotten it.
A Terrence Malick alien movie, that'd be something.
Oh my God, there would have been dinosaurs for no reason?
Oh. There was a reason for the dinosaurs in Tree of Life.
Right, maybe the xenomorph lost a child.
Yeah.
And the only way to explain it was, you see a T-Rex majestic and then a chestburster comes out. And
well, that's basically what kind of happens at the end.
Of this movie. It absolutely is kind of what happens in this movie.
Thanks for listening. Remember, Myopia Podcast is on Patreon at patreon.com/myopia. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Letterboxd, wherever you can socially interact with us. And thanks.